We've been pumped for this all week. We've had a few people reach out, a few friends of ours reach out about this, and we've got a few friends of ours in the studio right now because Australia's number one paint and sip experience, get this, is coming to Hobart, and it opens tonight. Now, please welcome the two owners, some of the two owners of Paint and Sip, the new one coming to Hobart.
We've only got two extra mics. We couldn't squeeze the other.
We couldn't squeeze more. They had to scissor paper rock to come in. You may remember them from the cricket pitch, and they're going from the cricket pitch to the painting arena. Please welcome Charlie Wakem, John Seale, boys.
Cheers. Good
morning, boys.
Morning.
Charlie, start with you, mate. We go way back playing rugby with each other. back in the day before you realised you were a really good cricketer.
Run straight over me, right?
Nate's a big boy. Like, it's funny like when we do a lot of the MC stuff. We do cricket, we do the AFL and all that. Nothing I love more than like when we're doing, you know, after interviews, right? And people probably haven't been that close to us. They get close to Nate and they just stare at his arms and they're like, "You are massive." What was Nate like when you played with him?
Well, I was telling a few of the boys yesterday, Nate's biceps were famous back just when we were finishing school. Everyone can stop talking about this Greek god cut from stone.
I hate that he goes, "It's like, I'm just built like this." Every time I go to the gym with him, I'm doing cardio. He's just doing buys and tries.
Don't waste time with cardio, mate. You're talking to cricketers. Charlie, I mean, we'll start with you. Paint and Sip, Australia's number one paint and sip experience. Can you tell us about it? Where did this idea come from?
You probably should have started with Jordan, but
Silky, where did this idea come from?
I mean, it's a long story. I actually sort of grew up in the area, the guys that actually started Pinot and Picasso back in Penrith. So they sort of came to me with the idea a couple of years ago. I actually floated it with Charlie and we sort of let it simmer for a couple of years and then here we are now. And it sort of stemmed from there and, just a sort of a local sort of connection for me. And the funny thing is I've got my brother and my sister actually involved in the business too. So, it's a bit of a family one for me. And to bring, Charlie and Jackson into that has been awesome. So can't wait to open.
Can I ask you, Silky, so you've come up with it, got the family sort of involved. Did you throw it out to like all the boys to see who wanted to be involved? Was it just in the group?
It was very selective. Like I had to be really sure. I knew Charlie and Jacko were sort of studying a bit of business at the time. And I thought, these guys, they've both come down from interstate. They're probably looking for something to sort of set them up post-cricket. So they were sort of the first two people that came to my mind.
Was Silky, anyone dirty that they missed out?
I reckon there are a few dirty. I haven't heard from them yet.
Silky, you told me Charlie was about fifth on the list.
It's coming out now, too.
I mean, he texted us.
Not for us. Sorry, mate. Thanks. Well, I mean, Silky, have you got any like artistry experience before?
No. Visual arts, year seven was probably the last time I tried to paint something.
Right,
so,
okay.
But, we like to encourage anyone, there's no art ability required to come to one of our sessions. Our artists, our hosts will sort of steer you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
It's all about just coming in and having a good time and enjoying the night.
Well, this is, and Charlie, I mean, you can attest to this as well. These things are taken off all around the world, all around Australia. They are so popular. Hens parties, bucks nights, parties, whatever. Just going out for a weekend.
Even just like way to start a night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go
it's
do that
huge.
And kick on after.
How does it work, Charlie? So it's BYO. You can bring your own booze, bring your own food, and then there's an instructor there and you essentially get told and kind of taught how to paint.
Yeah, essentially. So there's an artwork that you choose or you select for that night. Bring your own drink. There's wine glasses, water as well for the non-drinkers, but it's a 3-hour session. We're in sort of Salamanca there, so we're in a good spot if you do want to kick on.
Just across from Frank. Prime posse.
Bite of water there.
At the end of the night as well, you can take your painting home and hang it up in the pool room.
So, if you want to.
I do love the idea of the BYO thing as well. Like, you can bring your own. That's really important to this, Silky.
Yeah, it's huge. We want people to just come in and enjoy their own experience and, drink whatever they like. It's not just wine. It's for the guys to come in and have a few beers as well. So it's we're open to literally all people. All ways of life.
Reading here as well, school holiday sessions as well.
So I was going to say that as well.
Yeah.
We do kids' parties too, especially in the school holidays. So,
that's so good.
We do have special arts as well, sort of targeted some of the kids. So, when the school holidays pops up, Christmas time as well, there's plenty of opportunity.
Have you boys had a crack at it?
No.
Is it because you don't trust your own ability?
No, we don't. No, I don't know. We're about to
find out.
To be fair,
all the borders were locked when we were setting up, and they kept saying, you've got to get to a studio to try it out, and we
We couldn't anyone down here. We're stuck here. So, yeah, we couldn't really get anywhere.
Boys, have you thought of doing, because obviously, I mean, there's something there that everybody's got to paint. You know, there's like a model there or there's some sort of image that everyone needs to paint. Have you thought of, you know, whipping the tops off? And...
Well, we had some better people in mind.
Yeah, we did,
to
actually.
Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, who were they? We want people to come to this.
Mate, there's not enough paint in those biceps.
Yeah, we'll have to order more browns.
You need bigger things to paint on. Yeah. Oh, boy, this is unreal. For more information, book your spot. Get in because this is going to be so popular as soon as it opens
tonight.
We'll
take a photo with the boys. We'll chuck them on Instagram. Swipe up. We'll put all the links there at Jimmy Nose so you can have a look
at it. The website, pinoandpicasso.com.au/Hobart. This is going to be an absolute spot you've got to get to when you go down to Salamanca, anywhere for an awesome night out, boys. We are so excited for you. Congratulations and thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers.
No worries, thanks boys.
Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.